Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 28th, and on this day in 1922, Marvel Comics creator Stan Lee was born. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. There are plenty of New Year's celebrations to ring in 2022 in Cherokee County. Georgia Power employees in Canton provide Christmas gifts to a Cherokee County family. A Woodstock KSU mechatronics student gains career-ready experience in senior design project. The Biden administration nixes the Georgia Medicaid waiver over work requirement. Must Ministries will run Cherokee's emergency rental assistance program through March. And finally, Cherokee County extended its moratorium on new higher-density residential development. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Oh, will this horrible year never end?
If you're looking for places to go to celebrate and usher in the new year, here's plenty of events to choose from. Reformation Brewery in Canton will be open extended hours from 11 until 1 a.m. and the Woodstock location will also be open extended hours from 8 to 2 a.m. New Year's Eve leading into January 1st. The Hickory Flat Library and Rose Creek Library are holding New Year's Eve celebrations starting at 11:20 a.m. December 31st, where kids can enjoy the countdown of New Year's Eve without having to stay up late. The Gifted Ferret in Woodstock will host a wine tasting party from 5 to 7 p.m. Rootstock in Woodstock will host Midnight in Paris from 5:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Mad Life Stage and Studios will hold a New Year's Eve bash from 8 to 9:30 p.m. with musical guest DiCarlo, fronted by lead singer Tommy DiCarlo, singer of Boston since 2007. And Canton Ice House will host a New Year's Eve celebration from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. to bring in the new year. Georgia Power employees from the Canton operating headquarters recently came together to provide Christmas gifts for a Cherokee County family in need. Together, they raised $700 to provide gift cards, bikes, helmets, clothing, and toys. Additionally, a second family in the community will receive a cash gift this holiday season. The effort to provide Christmas for those in need was led by the Georgia Power Distribution Support Representative Janet Little and Supervisor Dale Bloom. Sounds of robotic arms and conveyor belts whizzing and whirling filled the room as four Kennesaw State University mechatronics engineering students recently worked with an industry partner on designing a better beverage bottling process. Macy Hurst, a KSU senior from Woodstock, and three other students in the Southern Polytechnic College of Engineering and Engineering Technology have been working on a project that includes integrating a robot with a super track, an innovative conveyor belt that uses magnets at B&R Industrial Automation, an international automation and process control technology company with a facility in Roswell. The partnership with B&R Industrial Automation has given the Kennesaw State seniors career-ready experience with innovative technology, as well as networking opportunities and job offers. For Macy, who also received a job offer from B&R, the skills taught in the classroom have helped her prepare to work in an industrial setting. The Biden administration Thursday rejected Georgia's bid to make a limited expansion of Medicaid subject to a work requirement. The state proposed the work requirement as part of a demonstration waiver from provisions of the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. The waiver was approved by the Trump administration last year. After putting the waiver on hold last winter, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services raised objections in a letter to the state Thursday, citing disruptions resulting from the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Governor Brian Kemp rolled out Georgia Pathways, the state's alternative to the ACA, 2 years ago. The program would provide health coverage to Georgians who work or volunteer at least 80 hours per month. For those eligible, the state either would cover their portion of an employer-based health plan, or if they can't get health insurance through their jobs, it would enroll them in Medicaid. The program would cover Georgians who earn annual incomes of up to 100% of the federal poverty level. Funeral plans have been made for Roswell quarterback Robbie Roper. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
Family and friends who want to pay respects for the late Roswell High School quarterback Robbie Roper can do so this week. Robbie was an 18-year-old star quarterback at Roswell and a former football player at Woodstock High. He died Wednesday due to complications from a shoulder surgery. Visitation occurred yesterday from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Poole Funeral Home in Woodstock. His funeral is today at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church of Woodstock. Everyone is welcome to come celebrate Robbie's life, the family said in an announcement. In lieu of flowers, the family asked for donations to the Robbie Roper Scholarship Fund in his memory. For a link to donate, please visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG-9.
The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners voted Tuesday to extend Must Ministries' oversight of the Federal Emergency Rental Assistance Program. In March, County Commissioners approved allocating $4.5 million received from the Department of Treasury to Must Ministries to distribute relief funds to eligible residents. The funds are through the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, which included an allocation of $25 billion to states and local governments to help with rent, utilities, and other housing-related expenses. That agreement was extended Tuesday to run through March 31st of 2022. Applicants must reside in Cherokee County and will need to meet requirements highlighted by the Act, including income requirements, unemployment qualification, and proof of hardships related to COVID-19. Eligible households may receive up to 12 months of assistance, plus an additional 3 months if it's determined that the extra months are needed to ensure housing stability and funds are available. The funding amounts will be determined by household income and total monthly rent and utilities, with all monies paid out directly to landlords and utility companies on behalf of the renter. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners voted Tuesday to extend its moratorium barring new residential developments on properties of less than 1 acre. The moratorium, which was enacted November 16th, is now in effect through February 19th. The action bars the submission of building permits, applications, or approval for any new residential subdivisions in all zoning districts except those that have 1 acre lot minimums, specifically land zoned R40, R60, R80, or agricultural. Brantley Day, Community Development Agency Director, said the extension of the moratorium will allow the county to update and tweak several areas of its zoning ordinances. The county will continue to take feedback from developers and the community while it drafts ordinance updates. The county hopes to have those drafts available in mid-January and presented to the board on January 18th. Additional tweaks may be made before the revisions go back to the board for adoption on February 15th.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent. Inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
For several years when I practiced law, I volunteered for the Alliance Defending Freedom to be an on-call lawyer for them. It's one of the few legal nonprofits in the country that really racks up wins, both state courts and federal courts, for conservatives and Christians. People have a Christian conservative worldview. Since leaving my law practice, I've volunteered in the past to speak at ADF events. I've been to their training sessions where they teach lawyers and pundits how to talk plainly about complex legal issues and understand the state of play on cases around the country, from local city councils all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now I'm glad to have ADF as an advertiser, but honestly, I'd be encouraging you to support them this time of year anyway. The Alliance Defending Freedom takes donations from you and uses them to help those who can't afford lawyers hire the very best lawyers to fight for freedom from the Supreme Court of the land all the way down to the local level. Right now, ADF has received a matching grant, so all new donors will have their gifts matched. All you have to do is go to adflegal.org/Erickson today and donate. adflegal.org/Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N.